Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number, so call me maybe.
We begin this morning in Florida, where Hurricane Idalia is barreling toward the state's western coast. It is expected to make landfall as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane just south of the small town of Perry around 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, a Cat 4 means sustained winds of 130 miles per hour or greater, with the potential for catastrophic damage, uprooting trees and utility poles. The National Weather Service says entire areas could be rendered uninhabitable for weeks or even months because of that wind damage. Nearly the entire coastline is under a tornado watch.
It's a Category 1, it's a Category 2, and it'll be a Category 2, it'll be Category 1, maybe Category 3, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4. Holy cow, it intensified a lot overnight.
Ivan was a 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's just got stronger right all of a sudden, late last night, early into this morning. I mean, it's by the hour, it's getting stronger. The latest information that we have from NOAA as of an hour ago was 130 miles an hour and 18 miles an hour movement. So that is right into the just barely a Category 4, as you heard the governor talking about this a moment ago. All kinds of resources pre-positioned. You know, we have people embedded already in the EOC down in Lafayette County in Florida, and just, you know, waiting for the storm to pass as they get out. The Coast Guard, you know, they've got, they're going to have all their tenders and their cutters ready to come in after the fact. Airplanes to come in after the fact. And it's sobering to think about, you know, what's going to happen to that area, because we saw what happened last year with Ian, you know, to places that are not expected to get this normally, in Fort Myers and that vicinity. We saw what happened with Michael, which is weirdly what this kind of reminds me of, just because it was a not much, not much, not much, oh crap, you know, like that kind of a storm, and
right,
recategorized after the fact as a Category 5 based on the damage. So I am hoping it's not like that, but when they keep increasing the surge, the peak surge from, you know, it was 5 to 7, and then it was, 8 to 10, and then it was 8 to 12, and now they've got it at 10 to 15, 10 to 16. So, feet at height. So that's just, you know, just to kind of put that in perspective, when you're out on the beach, you know, and you see houses up on the stilts.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, you know, that looks pretty high. I don't think most of them are at 16 feet. You know, there might be a few, but I think they're more in the, like, you know, 10 or 12 foot.
I think you're right.
So you're talking,
you're
like, that's
right.
Still,
because that's peak. How it was back in the day.
Right. That's, yeah, that's still, you know, 3 or 4 feet above even the stilts, right? Like,
right.
I think somebody please text me if I'm wrong about that, but, you know, I'm going by eyeballing it, because we, you know, bike past these houses all the time. But I think that even if they're on stilts, and I bet most of the houses in that area are not. You know, I haven't done like a Google Street View to go look at it, but I'm betting they're not, if only because, you know, how many houses did we have that were not on stilts in the Ivan?
Yeah, right.
Right? Because if you go look at the areas that were destroyed by Ivan, and there are still loads of empty lots, even to this day, which is hard to imagine, but it's true.
Every time I see the fishing bridge, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, of course, now everything that's rebuilt in those areas is put up on stilts, of course.
Of course.
But they don't get hurricanes over there. Like, they just don't get them. Right? And same thing in, like, Fort Myers. They don't get this kind of stuff. And so you gotta have to imagine that it's sort of like, what was the name of the beach on the west side of Apalachicola that got wiped out in Michael?
Oh my gosh, what was it called? Is it
Mexico Beach? Yes. You know, we had driven through there a couple of months prior to that, coming back, just kind of sightseeing kind of thing. And, you know, the before and after, it's just hard to imagine. Just, you know, hey, here's a town. It looks really old, like it's been there forever. Oh, there's no town there anymore, you know?
Right.
My fear is that it's going to be like that. Because, again, I'm not from personal experience, but I'm just guessing it's not particularly built for storm resilience. And even though it's a little bit more rural, it's just, it's going to be bad. So, be praying for them and certainly be praying for all the folks that are, we have all kinds of people that, wish they would have evacuated now. Too late to go now. So 437-1620, 437-1620, just paying a lot of attention to this because, it is our state, it is our people, and it is weather events. And it's another good reminder of, the thing that stunned me, and this has got to be true there because it's true everywhere. When we were getting our EOC briefing at the beginning of the season here in Escambia County, one of the things that they told us is the significant percentage of people under like the age of 30 who discovered that we had a hurricane in Sally when their house started rattling.
Wow.
They did not know there was a storm coming because they get their news from TikTok and Instagram. And that's who they follow and who they happen to know, right? And this is, I don't mean this is like a scolding thing because, people consume the media that makes sense to them to consume. But, one of the advantages of consuming traditional media is there's the ability of traditional media to decide and recognize that this is a special moment. there's something else happening here, and we're going to tell you about it because it's important for you to know, whether it's war or some major health outbreak or a storm. And, so people, this is one of the challenges of emergency managers, is trying to figure out, how do we tell people a couple of days in advance that they need to be prepared for a thing that the influencers they're watching on social media don't talk about, that there's a major thing coming? I mean, that's a problem because people really didn't know. 6:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around, and thank you so much for texting in. We're watching this accident. It's 95A in Gateway Lane, and just on the other side of Highway 29, and there is a roadblock in that area, northbound and southbound. It's in Cantonment, and it looks like a fatality this morning. So caution there, and caution wherever you are, but if you see emergency crews on the side of the road, that's what that is. But I'm not showing a block necessarily, and there's ways to get around, but be careful in that area. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you know how we were talking about Mayor Suarez, Francis Suarez, has dropped out of the presidential.
Right.
Well, he's officially suspended. That doesn't mean ended, but it always means ended. You can't say suspended without saying ended. Anyway,
there it is.
Sorry. but somebody texted into our 437-1620 and said, well, didn't Governor DeSantis, because I said nobody ever unsuspends. People always suspend and that's it, right? Nobody ever unsuspends. And they said, well, didn't Governor DeSantis suspend his campaign? Oh, yeah, but because there's a hurricane, that's not the same.
That is totally different.
I know that some people are like, well, you never know. Maybe he's really using this as cover. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not saying he's going to. I'm not saying how long he'll be in the race. He might get the nomination. He might not. I'm not saying, he's been underperforming what we were hoping to be true for quite some time, or kind of expecting to be true for quite some time. But anyway, didn't DeSantis do it? Okay, yeah.
You know what? People are painting him like whatever, but I think he's going to come out of it because he is a good governor.
He fundraised a ton off the debate. He fundraised a ton off the debate. And,
this is going to make him America's governor. Like, he'll help us get through this storm.
That's a good point.
It is.
The way this is going to show, because nobody's going to be criticizing him for a while.
Hope not.
You would think. Well, we'll see. You never know. 6:18 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody texted in to follow up on that comment about social media. I get so frustrated with my friends because they don't know about weather emergencies. They don't watch the news. They don't listen to the radio. And it's frustrating. Well, you can tell them about this show, that there's a little radio program on from 5 to 9.
That's right. And buy every product you hear advertised.
That's exactly right.
But the other thing that sets us apart is like this station and this group of, as you know, that this is local.
Cat
and
Country,
it's all local.
ESPN.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Like these are people. These are people. They're not being piped in from Chicago. Man, there's a storm coming. Florida, you better sit down.
I always have that conversation with people. It's kind of funny because I'll talk to them and be like, hey, what do you listen to when driving to work? And I'm like, I listen to podcasts. Oh, okay, that's great. I listen to satellite radio, and I'm like, do you? What do you like about it? Well, I like that it's informative. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, let me tell you. But I always say, that's interesting. I get that. Why? How often do they talk about Pensacola? They're like, well, I mean, it's a national you know, they don't talk about Pensacola. That's interesting. What do you think we talk about all the time?
Right?
Oh, you know, that's a good point. So, and they're like, oh, that's pretty good. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Deep climbing.
Daniels four-man rush, and first got him again. Bounces to the outside of the five. He's in! Touchdown, FSU!
The season kicks off from Orlando on Sunday, September 3rd against the LSU Tigers. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, with pregame coverage starting at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus LSU, Sunday at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Take my photo off the wall if it just won't sing for you.
Good morning, 6:22 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're, of course, watching Hurricane Idalia as a Category 4 suddenly this morning. Man, I had thought it would. I didn't have a reason to think it would. I was just kind of, I don't know, it felt like it would not make a Category 3 because it seemed to have been bouncing around at 1 to 2 predictions, you know, and then all of a sudden, nope, that hot water. So, you know, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. Somebody sent me some photos down from Cedar Key where they were staying last week, and it is exactly as I worried was true. It's all just built on the ground because it's never had to, you know, they never had to rebuild recently after a big storm, I guess. So, oh, man, that's, you know, there is a lot of area over there that, you know, the homes are not right on the water. It's kind of like there's a, I guess, a marsh here. I don't know that geography all that well, just kind of learning a little bit about it, but maybe that will sort of shield some of that because it's, the water's got to go a ways to get to anything like a road. But in the places where the road is up next to, or the, you know, homes are up next to the water, I mean, that stuff's, it's not built up. It's all going to go away. 6:23, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, I'm just seeing headlines popping up here on my news feed that are saying Hurricane Idalia has been downgraded now to a Cat 3 storm. That would still make it a major hurricane, though. And looking at Fox News here, the live images out of Tampa with the storm surge rolling in, it just looks like just incredible there. A lot of flooding, and definitely we'll be watching that throughout the day. Delta Airlines says nearly a dozen people had to be hospitalized after a turbulent flight from Italy to Georgia. 150 people were on board a flight that landed Tuesday night in the airport at Atlanta. With severe weather hitting the area just as the plane touched down, 11 people, including crew members, apparently were injured by that turbulence. And the last of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case is apparently now bonded out of jail there. Harrison Floyd posted a $100,000 bond this week, and he was accused of harassing an election worker.
somebody named their kid Harrison with the last name Floyd. It just...
Yeah.
You know, it's like a Han Solo you get off of Wish.com. Harrison Floyd. I don't know. It just seems like an odd thing, but okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 624 here on News Radio 92.3. Kind of an interesting little note as I'm obviously watching this storm and, you know, thinking about the effects of it. There seems to be... You know how when a hurricane hits, it's never like just one homogenous thing. It's like there's the eye and then there's, you know, some effects. And then there might be a space where there's kind of like nothing, you know, like no rain. Like it's basically dry. And then you've got these outer bands, you know, it might be 100 miles away and they're getting hammered worse than the people who are only 50 miles away from the eye. You know what
right,
I'm talking
right,
about?
Yeah.
That looks like that's kind of the case right now. It looks like Tampa is actually getting the big trailing tail of the storm, like Tampa all the way down to Fort Myers, that kind of, maybe not quite as far as Fort Myers, but almost that area. And so what you're seeing is all up like the I-4 corridor, I-75, that area is where you have tornadoes and tornado warnings going on right now. And then up north, up into like Georgia, you've got some of that. But right just in the like southeastern portion of the Big Bend area, like we know where the I is hitting, and then you go southeast of there, it's kind of like nothing much is happening here. You know, I mean, there's still, I'm sure there's still storm surge. You can't see that on the radar. I'm sure the surge is still there. But as far as rain effects, it's basically out south and east of there. Like I said, I-75 and I-4 or Tallahassee, which has been getting weather, you know, all morning basically and all up through the like Valdosta, that kind of vicinity of Georgia. Traffic on the fives now with Candy.
Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays. Watching one area in Cantonment, fatality earlier this morning. This is Gateway Lane in 95A, just off 29. Looks like above, of course, 9 and 10 mile. There's a roadblock northbound and southbound near 29 in that area, but plenty of work around the streets, but that's why the emergency crews are there this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in if you could, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go shopping for good quality used cars. And look, I know that the kind of that phrase, you know, used cars, it often carries a connotation of you think of cars that are, you know, like they've been around the block a few thousand times, you know, like they're just kind of at the last end of their lifespan and you're getting them before they go away entirely. That's exactly the opposite of what Frontier sells. Like Frontier sells cars that are almost new. Like a year ago they were brand new, or 2 years ago they were brand new, and so they have low miles. I know the Odyssey that we bought had I think about 12,000. I always forget it was between 11,000 and 13,000 after a year, and I just forget where it was. It was right in that vicinity. So it was a year old. It had been basically out on the lease. It got brought back to the dealership, and then they tried to sell it. Couldn't sell it for reasons I can't explain in Orlando. Went on the auction block, and Frontier picked it up for a steal, and we got a great car. You know, that's how they do. They go look around for great quality used cars, A-condition cars that are almost new. And so when you think, when I say, like, they're a used car place, like, oh, yeah. No, not oh, yeah. Like, fantastic cars. About 300 different ones on the lot at any moment. Plus, they take good care of you, and they're here for a long time. They've been here for more than 25 years, serving Pensacola right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 628 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this is a completely different story. I feel like we need one of those today. Did you ever hear about the Pooh Prince apartment complex thing here in Pensacola? This happened while I was on vacation.
Definitely not.
Okay, this is the wildest story. It's been sitting in my show prep for like I said, about 2 weeks now.
About Pooh Prince?
Yeah. So one of the problems that happens in apartment complexes, as any subdivision, is people take their dogs out for a walk and don't clean up after them.
Yes.
Right? And so you get little gifts all over the place.
That's right.
And it's disgusting. And people are not good stewards, unfortunately, not good neighbors. And, you know, especially if you happen to live in a well-walked lawn, you know, is like your home, that happens to you all the time. So what they're doing now at this fairly large, I guess, kind of network of apartment complexes is you have to get your dog DNA sampled so that they find the remains, you know, they find the doggy poo, and they'll test it. And if they figure out if they can connect it to your dog's DNA, you can be fined up to $500.
So they're going to match the make with the
yes!
dog and fine you?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And it says Cordova Regency is one of about 50 Northwest Florida apartments that are doing this. This is a Channel 3 story. And so it's local, you know, and that's one of them. And there's starting in September, so starting next month. And if you're going to have a dog, you've got to get it tested. If you don't register your pet's DNA, you could face a $300 fine and termination of your rental agreement. A million dogs are in this database, the doggy base. And they want to promote responsible pet ownership. I don't understand, you know, like, is this going to be one of the things where, you know, you get a buddy to give a sample for you, you know, like,
oh,
know,
that's genius. I mean, that's right.
If you're, I know how criminals,
I got a way to
their,
make some money,
do their, you know, their drug tests for urine tests. And is it not the same thing? And you give them, you know, well, that's not the you know, you got to be careful though. Like if you've got a German short hair, don't give them like a, you know, an Aussie DNA. Cause maybe they can figure that out. But if you give them, it's close
that.
Enough, you know, you got a buddy with the same breed. I'm just,
how can they tell? By looking at it?
All of the work that people are... I don't know.
What if they could do that with people?
DNA testing the poo.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Bracing for impact, Hurricane Idalia is now a Category 3 storm, making landfall any moment now in the Big Bend area of Florida.
This is developing. It's becoming a hostile environment, and we could see catastrophic flooding up and down the Big Bend as the storm Cat 4, major hurricane, continues to come in.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Clearwater Beach, Florida. The storm downgraded now to a Category 3. A hurricane warning has been issued for parts of coastal Georgia and South Carolina. And the actual death toll on Maui remains unclear as crews wrap up their search for victims. The death toll stands at 115, but officials released a list of 388 people known to be missing. President Biden is set to address the recovery efforts there later this afternoon as House Republicans launch a probe into both the federal and state responses. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. And again, the big headline right now, Hurricane Idalia. It's now been downgraded to a Category 3 storm. That still does make it a major hurricane, though, and catastrophic consequences expected when it makes landfall this morning in the Big Bend region, likely within the next hour. Possibly sooner than that. And the latest out of the press conference from the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee here in the last hour, that storm, again, is getting closer to making landfall. They could see upwards of 16 feet of storm surge.
As soon as it's safe to do so, when the winds die down to a sufficient level, search and rescue efforts will begin. We have 8 urban search and rescue teams staged, ready to go, 33 ambulance strike teams, 5,500 National Guardsmen. We also have the Coast Guard on standby should that be necessary.
And the governor also giving an update on power conditions there. He said there were, as of an hour ago, about 54,000 people out of power. I imagine that total has gone up by now. But as soon as the storm dies down, they'll begin sending linemen in to make repairs to the power grid. He also says they've got 650 trucks staged and ready to go to begin clearing debris after that. The city of Pensacola announcing a new program now with the goal of getting working smoke alarms into every house in the city. Mayor D.C. Reeves says they're doing smoke alarm Saturdays, and that's going to start this October.
We are, of course, always having conversations over many years about how we can increase awareness, how we can get more smoke alarms into the houses for Pensacolians. But it's even more top of mind now, given the stretch that we've been in.
And the first two events for Smoke Alarm Saturdays will be held October 7th, and that'll be in the Creighton Heights neighborhood, October 21st in the Westside Garden District. And on those days, from 9 a.m. until noon, firefighters will actually be going door-to-door offering to install smoke alarms for free. It's part of the Sound the Alarm Fire Safety Campaign. It's being done in partnership with the American Red Cross. The leaked texts from Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh will be allowed to be used in the lawsuit involving the county's former medical director. News Radio's Joe Ford with more.
Dr. Ramey Edler is suing the county over allegations the county didn't have properly trained crew members on ambulances, as well as the county overbilling for services the ambulances provided. A federal magistrate judge ruled that the leaked spreadsheet of texts can only be used after the county has 7 days to redact privileged and personal identifying information. After that, attorneys for both sides have another 7 days to determine the relevant messages in the lawsuit or county business. Any other messages would be redacted as well. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And good news for our friends in Alabama. Grocery prices are about to drop. A little bit anyway. A bill passed by state lawmakers going into effect at the end of the week that will reduce the state's food tax from 4% down to 3%. Another percent will be chopped off once revenue growth in Alabama's education budget goes up by 3.5%. Numbers from the USDA show the initial cut could save $150 a year for a family of four buying their groceries in Alabama. Of course, that'll add up. 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Sure. A road trip to Alabama.
That's right.
I mean, let's all go and buy our food. Doo-dah. As we take a look around, I'm only showing this one incident in Pensacola right now, or in Cantonment, I guess, technically, 95A and Gateway Lane. And this is just off Highway 29, and it looks like there's a fatality. Roadblock northbound and southbound just on the other side of 29, and plenty of workarounds to it. But that's what the emergency crews are doing on scene. There's probably an investigation underway. So that's what that is. And that's the only slowdown I'm seeing right now in this area. If you have traffic tips, though, let us know. 437-1620. Text it in. This brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info and a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X, Knox. Knocks him out. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Temperatures in the 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 70s. As you go into Wednesday, we will have a chance at a few stray showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 90s. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping into the 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we've got 76 right now in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. The island of struggling toy makers has grown this year. Mattel, Hasbro, and Funko have all reported double-digit revenue and sales declines. But Lego is not in that company. Today, the privately owned Danish toy maker reported revenue rose 1% for the first half of the year. LEGO says it was able to build on pandemic-era growth with a diverse offering of products, including those catering to adults. Is the Whopper really all that whopping? That's for the legal system to decide. A federal judge in Miami has ruled a proposed class-action lawsuit against Burger King can proceed. The plaintiffs claim the Whopper burger appears larger on menus than it does in reality. BK says it's not required to make burgers look exactly like they look on the menu. On Wall Street, futures are lower as the market rides a three-day winning streak. The S&P 500 gained 1.5% yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There will be also life-threatening winds in the Big Bend today. We could see gusts over 100 miles an hour. We could see sustained winds well over 130 miles an hour as we have this Cat 4 landfall. All of these are life-threatening conditions, so please do everything you can to stay safe where you are, because first responders may not be able to reach you during the storm.
Now, just keep in mind, that's Kevin Guthrie talking to the people in the affected area of this storm in the Big Bend area, you know, Perry, east of Tallahassee, basically, all the way down to Tampa. Tampa, weirdly, is getting the, you know, Tampa I-4, I-75 area is getting some of the worst of the storm right now. On our News Radio ThreatNet radar, they're getting tornado warnings and things like that in that area, because that's where the main trailing band is coming up. And then you kind of have this gap area of the southeastern Big Bend. Tallahassee is getting hammered with rain, lots and lots of rain. So we expect flash flooding and up into Georgia as well. I got going down this rabbit trail because somebody had sent me pictures from Cedar Key, and it looked to me like everything was basically at grade, you know, not built up on stilts, like it had never been rebuilt after a hurricane. And I looked around, and sure enough, man, Cedar Key looks like it's just at grade. It's weird because if you and like I said, kind of been down this rabbit trail for the last few minutes looking. If you look at Cedar Key, it looks like everything is at grade. I mean, like very little up on stilts at all. But then if you go north, you see Suwannee is that same way. But then you see Horseshoe Beach is built up. It's a weird geography over there. It's not like everything is all built out towards the water. There's miles of, you know, kind of nothing, punctuated by roads with a couple of beach communities like Horseshoe Beach. And there's actually a place called Road to Nowhere Point. Steinahatchee is another one where it's kind of like it's a fairly large area, kind of off of Highway 98 in the Big Bend area. But it's actually a fairly sizable community, not built up on stilts. But then if you keep going, you get to like Keaton Beach, built up, you know, Dark Island, built up on stilts. And so it's an odd, there's no consistency to it. And the reason I say that is because the places that are at grade, if they're getting, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 feet, depending of storm surge, I mean, they're going to be just decimated. But if they're up on stilts, you know, a lot of that stuff is going to survive. By the way, got a great text in from somebody because I was asking the question, you know, 16 feet, if it gets to that point, that's higher than most of your, even your stilt houses are not built for that. Like, you're still going to be a couple of feet onto the main house structure. And they said the way it works, Andrew, is you have the average or the mean sea level height of the water, and storm surge is based on that. So let's say the house is on a 3 foot above that lot. Okay, so now you're plus 3, and if the stilts are 10, that's actually 13 feet, you know, that you're basically, not safe is not quite the right term, but, you know, basically safe from. So, you know, depending on the height of the stilts, it could still be affected up to that height. Anyway, just, I don't know, we're not going to know much until, you know, tomorrow or the day after about the real effects of what this storm has done. I'm just, you know, I guess I'm trying to get you prepared, like, you know, what we learned from, even from last year with Ian, but especially what we learned from Michael is how this can affect places. And I'm taking some comfort in the fact that it seems to be pretty sparsely populated. It's not like, you know, hitting Panama City Beach or something like that. 6:44 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We also have a lot of people talking about their dogs and the poo test, which I understand.
I know. These texts are the best I've ever seen.
My dog currently identifies as a cat. My cat currently identifies as human. You know, y'all are snarky. I like that. You're my people. I appreciate that. Oh, we did have just kind of interesting note here. If you're watching or if you're listening to the briefing from the Emergency Operations Center earlier this morning with the governor, they're just going about their business talking about things when
you don't want to be messing around with these winds. There's going to be things flying all over the place. Obviously, if you're in a place that's close to the coast and you see that surge, that's going to be legitimate surge. It's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be very, very dangerous. And there we go with our power here.
Yeah, we're watching. It went dark.
We're back. So I'm going to have Kevin Guthrie come up. We'll also hear from...
No big deal. The generators came back on. Everything's fine. But that's Tallahassee.
See, that's a good president right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, okay, this is happening. This is going on.
The cameras didn't go off. You know, the feed didn't go away. This is, you know, everything's all good. And, you know, but the reason I mention that is because... that's a long way away from where we thought the eye of the hurricane was going to be. Tallahassee is a ways, right? And they were having power outages and big rain and flooding. And, of course, you know, the follow-on to all this is, you know, the rain falls to the ground, and then the rain coalesces into the tributaries, and then you start to get the flooding as the, you know, that's what happens over time. 6:45 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And a name that we've all gotten to know and love, following storms, Lowe's, bringing you traffic this morning. The support is brought to you by Lowe's. Get shop Labor Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Now's the time to refresh your kitchen for less. Lowe's knows home improvement. And as we take a look, the one area of concern that I'm seeing in this area is, is in Cantonment, 95A and Gateway Lane, just on the other side of Highway 29 in Cantonment, certainly above I-10. And it looks like a fatality possible this morning. And so you're going to want to watch for emergency crews on scene. There still may be an investigation happening. And that's the only slowdown I'm seeing, too, right now. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Can I also say how much I love our listeners?
Yeah.
because
they're smart mouths.
Yeah, no, like, I was calling it Steinahatchee, and I guess I added the extra syllable in there between the N and the H. Somebody texted me in, it's Steinahatchee. Of course it is. S-T-E-I-N is pronounced Steen in Florida. Just, you know.
Say it like
you're
that.
You're killing
That's
me.
Just how they,
you literally, if you...
Well,
if,
how often are you hanging out with the Frankensteins? You know what I mean? Do you know any Steins?
Well,
besides Ben?
Yeah, but that's the way you pronounce S-T-E-I-N. It's always Stein. Yeah. You don't drink beer out of a Steen. So,
David, don't help.
Oh, David's
I can see
laughing.
Your face. Thank you for the eggs.
No, like, I always say this. The English language is hazing of children. The English language is horrible. It is. There's no arguing the point. English is a terrible, awful anarchistic language, okay? But in Florida, we take what is already a terrible language and we mispronounce all of it.
You're still upset about Lafayetteville.
I'm saying Lafayette County.
Lafayette.
And Lafayette. Look, I can say this the one time, and I don't think I'll get in too much trouble for it. You know, the rest of the world doesn't say Cervantes, okay? Just saying. Nobody else says that except us.
I have a cute story just real quick. Dana Cervantes, who, of course, helped with his radio station. Yep, yep. Her son, Alex, went to school because they moved here. And he's like, Mom, we're pronouncing our name wrong. And she started going by Cervantes. But
oh,
it's
she
Cervantes.
Did not.
I promise to God she did ask her. And
then,
so did Alex.
And you know, the funny thing is then you'll run up, Cervantes. You'll run into somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll say it the correct Spanish way. And they'll be like, that ain't right.
Man, that's Cervantes. That
all right, I'm off my preacher's podium for just a second, but man, I will tell you, it is you can always tell, like, when new people come into the station, you know, and we get new people all the time. You can always tell how long they've been here based on how many words they don't mispronounce, or they haven't learned how to properly locally mispronounce it yet. So and I'm still learning. What's the water one? I can't remember it. There's a I'll think of it later. It doesn't matter. But
Biotexar?
No. There was a bottled water brand, And I was saying it completely different, but anyway, it's fine. Thank you for texting me. Listen, I'm dead serious about this. I tell people this all the time, and I try to remind them even frequently. I said, if you ever hear me say something that's wrong or stupid, or just, you know, need a little gentle correction, please text. I would rather know. I would rather get it right than continue, you know, perpetuating the error. 6:49 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for gallon gas, 382. Florida average, 370. Mississippi has 330, and California's 529. That's your worst and your best, or your best and your worst. 342 east at the Walmart, 341 west of the Walmart in Navarre. If you're in Tiger Point area, 336 at the Murphy at the foot of the Garson Point Bridge, 359. At a couple of stations in Gulf Breeze proper. 336 at the CEFCO in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. 339. Get it early in Pace at the Circle K. If you're in Pensacola, getting over on a 9 mile coming across the causeway, 333. If you're 333 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, or you can wait till the raceway down on Pensacola Boulevard. That same got 333. Coming in from the southwest side, you always pay more. But 339 at the Navy Murphy. That's your best price. 6:53. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Hurricane Idalia downgraded to a Category 3 storm. We're seeing reports now here that it's made landfall over at Keaton Beach. The owner of a bar in Crystal River, Greg Thompson, was preparing yesterday to get out of town.
Some people want to ride it out. We're leaving. Too big of a storm. Nobody can come help you.
And we are seeing a lot of reports right now of flooding in the Big Bend area. Also, Tampa Bay area really looks like they're getting hit pretty hard with this. We'll keep following that throughout the morning. The South Carolina Supreme Court says they won't be reconsidering a recent decision upholding the state's fetal heartbeat law. Last week, the high court upheld a measure that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Tuesday, the state justices rejected a request by Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers to reconsider that. And the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., Andrew, had to be evacuated after a bomb threat yesterday. I'm not sure who threatens to bomb giraffes and lions and tigers and bears, but somebody did. They're reopening today. There's over 2,000 animals in that zoo. They had to evacuate yesterday, and D.C. police were able to clear the zoo. They say nothing hazardous was found.
Well, that's good news. I mean, bomb scares are always not good news, but all right, David, thanks so much for the update. You said Keaton Beach is where the eye came ashore.
That is what was up on the screen here on Fox News.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, I was just looking at all these neighborhoods, kind of getting a sense of, you know, how vulnerable they're going to be to this. Cedar Island is right there paired with it, and they're built up on stilts. Keaton Beach is a weird little, it's almost like a subdivision. It's kind of an odd, they've got two roads out on peninsulas, basically jutting out into the water. Almost looks like they must have built those man-made, but they're all on stilts. So to the degree that it doesn't just wipe that whole area away, I mean, you're talking about a pretty thin strip of land, and who knows what's going to be done there, but at least to the degree that they're built up and not built at grade, that's going to be a benefit to them, I would think. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:55, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not seeing a lot this morning. It looks like just one area of concern. This is 95A and Gateway Lane in Cantoma. It looks like that area and the surrounding area on 29 could show a roadblock northbound and southbound after a bad, bad accident this morning. Watch for emergency crews and possible investigation this morning in that area. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and just trying to decide, you know, what's going on with the market, what's going on in interest rates, and by the way, you know, for sort of non-experts, you tend to think of the real estate market as a thing. But of course, the real estate market is all different regions, you know, even here locally, and then all different price points. You know, it's not necessarily doing the same at $350,000 as it's doing at $550,000, and that's important to know. Well, I don't know these things. You don't want to ask me my opinion, but you do want to ask Christina Leavenworth because she is fantastic about this stuff. She sold 230 homes last year, and somehow, I'm always amazed by this, somehow she manages to make everybody feel like they're her only client at the time. Like, if I were a realtor, I'd have one client, and you'd feel like I had 60. You know? Like with Christina, she might have 60, but you feel like you're the only one. You follow me? So I don't know. She's just incredibly good at this. A great expert, and she can help you buy or sell a home. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 656. So this is one of those. There's kind of a weird mixed story here. We're on the two-year anniversary of the catastrophically terrible withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's just, not to bring all of that up, but we are on the anniversary. I don't think it's today. Maybe it was yesterday. But anyway, we have another update on what's going on in Taliban controlled now for 2 years, Afghanistan. So, you know, they don't let women go to school in Afghanistan, and the women have to wear coverings. Okay. Burqas aren't always required, but you know, it's that or the niqab, which is a kind of a loose headdress that covers the body head to toe with a slim exception for the eyes. So, you know, some of the women are really free. You can see their eyes in Afghanistan. And, you know, no driving, no jobs, all that kind of stuff. Well, now women and girls are being blocked by a Taliban security agency from using public parks. They can't go to the park because they didn't properly wear Islamic headgear. And the report from the morality czar in Afghanistan was, I don't know, what's the big deal? Women don't need to go sightseeing. You know, going sightseeing, this is a quote, going sightseeing is not a must for women, according to Khaled Hanafi, the acting minister for the promotion of virtue and the prevention of vice. That's a real title, just in case you're not familiar with Islamofascist states. Yeah, that's actually the title of the minister. You think it's Orwell, but no, it's just, you know, Islamic, you know, fascism. So women are now banned from Bandi Amir, a chain of six lakes in central Afghanistan, because, you know, I mean, men can go get their vacation and women don't need to. They don't need to sightsee. Just as a, you know, the next time somebody, you can always do better even in a land that's relatively good on gender values and treating women with respect. But just remember Afghanistan, you know, where the women get killed for going to school and, you know, where they can't own jobs and where they have to go out because, you know, they're so dirty and awful that you have to cover them up from head to toe. And luxury is having their eyes be visible. You follow? Okay, just some things to keep in. Just to make you happy on a Thursday or a Wednesday morning. 6:59, time for future news.
Future news.
Obvious question. How much damage do you think is likely from this hurricane?
$1 billion? I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I'm worried about the flooding, and I think because of some of the, like, not next to the water, that might save them just a little bit. Obviously, we'll see. Anybody else drop out before the big debate now that Suarez is out?
Yes.
One local least, talk yeah. in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.